School's back in session now for the 2022-23 school year. Lots of opportunity for youngsters to get that hands-on opportunity. And one of those is through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Program called Water Rocks. And we're going to talk a little bit about that program here this morning. Ann Stout is with us this morning. She helps to provide this programming to students across the state. Ann, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on this morning, Jim. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, you bet. Let's talk a little bit about Water Rocks, just in general. Give folks an idea of what that program's about.
Yeah, Water Rocks is a statewide youth water education program. We're based on campus at Iowa State University in Ames, but being a part of Extension and Outreach, we serve the entire state. And so at the heart of our program is using STEM, so the traditional STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, combined with music and the arts to help inspire the next generation. And so we do interactive programming of all kinds, but it's all about science, music, and the arts working together towards protection of our amazing natural resources here in the state.
Sure. Is this geared towards certain grade levels?
We offer programming for grades K through 12, but I would say the heart of our program, the real target, is the upper elementary and middle school grades. So about third to eighth grade is really the heart of where our program is at.
Okay, very good. Can you give us kind of an idea some of the types of curriculum, some of the things that you focus on?
Yeah, for sure. So some of the different topics, the different presentations and interactive activities that we offer are focused on, so water is at the heart of it, clearly by our name, that's central to us. We are a water state, we're bordered by our rivers, so we touch on water and water quality. We've got a really exciting unit available on wetlands, so wetland ecosystems and the many benefits they provide. Pollinators, a hot topic with declining numbers of both bees and monarch butterflies as well. So helping students see some of the different tangible action items that they can implement at home, at school, in their daily lives. And then we also touch on ecosystems and biodiversity, looking at the interconnectedness of our natural world, science, and the interconnectedness there.
Sure. Well, you're dealing with some relatively young students there. Is it kind of an opportunity to kind of do a little eye-opening early on and get them more interested in these types of topics?
Absolutely. You got it. 100%. Yep. And so with our Water Rocks programming, I view it as we're planting a seed. You know, if we can help open their eyes to curiosity and seeing what's going on in the world around them, then that has the opportunity to nourish, to nurture, to flourish and grow over the years. So definitely that's 100% what we're going for.
Yeah. Now, largely, traditionally, this has been a program where you work with teachers locally to get into the schools to be able to do a lot of hands-on teaching, correct?
Right on. Yep.
Now, the last few years, we know that's been difficult. So how has the program kind of morphed over time?
Yeah, so the program has definitely evolved over the past couple years, as have we all in our daily lives. We've all adjusted as need be. And so some of the changes that we've looked at over the past 2 years during the pandemic. So we started out returning back to the schools doing outdoor presentations. So we'd roll up with a trailer loaded full of tables and chairs, and we essentially set up an outdoor classroom. So it still allowed that in-person interaction, but also allowed for, meeting the safety concerns of everybody involved. And so we could still have that direct interaction, but we're outdoors where we've got good air circulation and can provide distancing. One of the other pieces of that, so we've done outdoor. We're now transitioning back to indoors, which is exciting. So we've got the opportunities available there. We also, during the pandemic, particularly during those winter months when you can't really do outdoors so well during those winters in Iowa, we transitioned to offering virtual presentations. And so this is a live streamed presentation, so live presenter on campus at Iowa State interacting with one class of students in real time. So it's not a pre-recorded canned presentation. It's done in real time, and it actually has a lot of interaction built in through virtual scavenger hunts, open-ended questions where the presenter will pose a question, send the students on a scavenger hunt where they'll actually type their answers in to the portal in real time, and then the presenter can respond to those. So that was actually a really exciting success story that came out of the pandemic. We did it by default because that was the only thing we could do early on. But it actually is going to become something that we will return to during the winter months as we move forward. And so we've gotten really positive feedback from both students and teachers on that piece of the puzzle as well.
You know, and we see some STEM camps in the summertime that are run through different extension services, conservation outlets here in the state that kids get involved in. This kind of sounds a lot like that. Is this kind of an in-school type of a summer STEM camp program?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yep, it's like we're basically bringing the STEM camp, bringing the field trip right to the school.
Very good. Now, you're not part of the regular curriculum in schools across the state, but it's available to schools across the state. So how do you get there in the first place?
Yeah. So I will put in a plug. You mentioned that we're not a part of the formal curriculum, but all of the Water Rocks activities and presentations are aligned with the Next Generation Science Standards, which many of our Iowa schools are based on. So it aligns, like, so the teachers can see how it's complementary with what they're already doing. They're the first point of contact there. But yeah, so how do you get Water Rocks to come to your school if you're hearing this and saying, well, this sounds pretty cool? The best way to find us is to go to our website. It's waterrocks.org. And then once you get there, right on the home page, we've got information about requesting school visits, and we're currently taking requests for the fall months, September, October, November. So it's an online request form. You're just going to put in some basic information. So which school, what grades are you wanting us to present to, what topics. We've got our list of topics, and you can select the check boxes for which ones you're most interested in. And then our team is going to take a look at the requests that come in, and we'll see what we can do this fall.
And do these requests have to come from teachers? What if parents are listening right now and think, this would be great for our students?
Yeah, so parents, you are welcome to. I'd encourage you to. So I think the smoothest line of communication is if it comes from the teachers, but please, we'd love for you to share this with your local teachers and encourage them to put in the request. We've gotten requests, too, from local extension and conservation boards as well. So we are pretty flexible in terms of who we work with. But yeah, the main point of it is we'll come right to the school. We've even worked with homeschool groups as well. And so parents, if you've got homeschool groups, we'd be happy to work with you. And I should mention, all of these Water Rocks presentations, these school visits, interactive presentations, are all available free of charge, thanks to our funders. And so Water Rocks is a collaboration. I have to give a big shout out to Iowa's Department of Natural Resources with funding through the Section 19 program of the Clean Water Act. So the DNR is a major partner in making this happen, as well as Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture. So, and then we also do get some support from local extension councils and soil and water conservation districts. So the point is, it's free and available to all. We don't want it to be based on which schools have the resources to be able to bring in special programs, free and accessible to all across the state.
Sure.
So we'd love to hear from you. Visit the website to put in your request, and we'll see if we can make that happen.
You bet. Now, you work pretty closely with teachers, I assume, to fit this into in what you're trying to both accomplish on your ends. But also, if you get into an area where, for example, there might be some specific conservation projects or some different types of areas nearby that you could use to kind of incorporate in, are you flexible that way?
Absolutely. Yeah, we love tying in those local connections. So we may not be physically like out at that site, but sometimes what some schools have done is perhaps they have Water Rocks come in. They have Water Rocks come in, you know, late September, and then they've got a field trip scheduled out to that local, you know, wetland or river site a week later. And so we're, by bringing Water Rocks in, we're kind of helping to set the stage in partnership with what the teacher is doing in terms of preparing the students. And so that works beautifully. We work with the teachers closely to help make those local connections. We're happy to do that.
Yeah. Well, I would think that would help to best keep the students' attention that way, too.
Exactly. Helps make it pertinent and local. So we want, that's part of a big premise of Water Rocks, is helping students see what's going on in their neck of the woods, locally for them, and then how that interconnects with the larger picture as well.
Sure, sure. Well, we're about as far away from the two big oceans as you could possibly be,
but,
know, we still, water's important around here. And
water is so central, absolutely.
And as you mentioned, we are bordered on both the east and west sides,
yes,
by pretty good-sized rivers, so it's important to
so many rivers.
Yes.
Running through our state as well. Yep.
Exactly. Very important to what we do here in agriculture here in Iowa and conservation. So check out the program. And again, you can find out more. Can they just go on the Iowa State University Extension Outreach website and find you?
Exactly. Yep. So there are a couple avenues, Iowa State University Extension Outreach website, and look for Water Rocks there, or directly to waterrocks.org.
easy either way. All right, very good. You can find out more information, and if you're a teacher listening, maybe you want to consider this for your classroom. If you are a parent listening, maybe you want to consider talking to your teacher about the possibility of incorporating this into the local classrooms as well. Ann Stout is the director of Water Rocks with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and she's been spending a little time with us sharing about the program this morning. Ann, thank you so much. Good luck this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.